Good morning, Rechtim Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes, Simon Tes, and today's shir is sponsored Lilinish Mestizot Chalim Melech, Ben Akiva Zeb HaLevi. So we left off with what's the difference between doing part of the Malacha and doing a Chatzis Shir. The Achronim do suggest a concept by certain Malachas of what's known as Chatzis Malacha. There are Malachas where the shir, in Rabbi Yochanan's world, that Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. So a shear is not an intrinsic part of the element of the definition of the Aveira. There's a lochum Moshe Sinai that Onshim require shearim. Aveiras do not. So the name of the Aveira is true, even a person is eating a half a kazayas, or even smaller, a third of a kazayas, a quarter of a kazayas. He's eating the Bela. Onshim, there's a lochum Moshe Sinai, he has to eat a kazayas. But that's not any defining element in the veira of nevela. This is one way to understand Chatzis Shir Asur in the Torah. So comes the Shabbos, the person is being kaitzer, and he hit his kaitzer half a kegergus worth of wheat. He did ksira. He was kaitzer. He didn't do enough to be chayiv. So shurim are not a defining element in the action itself. That is what the concept of Chatzis Shir Asur means. There are malachas where when the person is doing something and he's missing part of it, he did part of the malacha. He didn't do the whole malacha but a small shear. He didn't do the malacha at all. Because part of malacha is not the malacha. A chatzi malacha is not a malacha. So a person does a kira without hanacha, he did a chatzi malacha. So the person carries four amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The person is not allowed to carry four amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Person carries two amos in Shasur Rabin. So it's a chatzis shir. Over there, the avera, the malacha is carrying four amos. Carrying two amos is not the malacha. So the shir is a defining element in the malacha. Tefer shtei tefiras. A person sews two stitches. Because I'll explain that when a person puts one stitch through the two pieces of cloth they're trying to attach, he puts one stitch through. He didn't attach them, not attached. There's nothing holding it together. When he goes through, when he comes back, and then he ties it off, or he goes through, comes back, and he goes through again, that holds it together. That's the Malach of Teufer. One stitch is not the Malach of Teufer. You haven't done anything which will hold the two things together. And Tefira is the act of stitching it together, they should hold together. So over there, the shear of two stitches is a Chatzis Malach. So there are places where, even though we're looking at numbers, the numbers are intrinsic in defining the malacha. Some suggest that when it comes to the malacha of kosev, the Mishnah says kosev two beis osias, shtei osias. So some suggest that the malacha of kosev is not writing one letter, because all of the cases of the Mishkan where they wrote letters, it was always in pairs. So if you only write one letter, that's not the malacha of kosev. Some disagree. The question how you understand kosev. But we have scenarios where it's a chatzis shir, and scenarios where it's a chatzis malacha. But what is clear to us, without a doubt, that Jews doing a kira without a nacha is a chatzis malacha, not a chatzis shir. Two people doing the act of picking it up together. So each one's doing part of the action of picking it up. It's not a question of shear. He didn't. The action itself is being divided between two people. Cutting a half acre gurgis, he did a vade mice of kaitzer. He reaped. He didn't reap a certain amount. That's a lot in amount. A little shear, an amount, which is going to be relevant for Einshim. But the issue of the rice is there. Just going back to this idea, just before we go further in the Chayotim, so people have to understand. We talk about eating pachas make a shear in Yom Kippur. If even less than a shear is an issur d'oraisa, so what are we accomplishing? So the Mara in Masechet Tzumah introduces the concept of a kal kodem. If when we're forced to save a life, we're forced to do an aveira, it is preferable to do a lesser level of aveira first. Person has a choice to saving a life and giving the individual an avela, which is a lav, or giving him a chela, which is a chiv karas, we should give him the vela. if we can save his life with a half a kezias, which does not get malchus, we cannot give him a kezias, which will get malchus. He's not getting malchus anyway. He's doing it to save a life. But we see that that is indicative of the fact that the veira is a lesser level of a veira. So eating a kebra, even less than the size of a kezias, the size of a certain type of date, is it a veira deraisa? Averas deraisa are only permitted if it's pikuach nefesh. The person says, well, I'm not feeling well, I'll eat less than a shear. That doesn't help. It's still an averas deraisa. If we need to save somebody's life and we can feed him, pachas make a shear, so that it never adds up to a shear, so he's doing a lesser level of averas, we should try that when it's appropriate, as opposed to giving him a full shear at one time. Certain scenarios, the danger to life is imminent. We have to give them the full share one time. In case where it's not, we're trying to stay. It is a sakana, so the person is allowed to eat, but we minimize the aveira by giving him less than a shear. And that's the concept of pachas mikashir. He does less than a shear. He wastes a certain amount of time, which when he does eat some more, it does not connect back to. He never ate a shear in one time frame, which would be considered enough to be chayv a punishment if a person was doing an aveira. This is a common mistake that many people have. I just want to clarify that point. Next year we will go back to the chayodim about regards to the concept of shnayim sha'asu. Meanwhile, have a good day.